So you're looking to buy that first house and you're like, Dan, what's going to go on with rates? But I don't need an economics lesson. I just want to know what's going to go on with mortgage rates and how that's going to affect my payments. Or maybe you bought that house. Maybe you married the house and you dated the rate. You watch mortgage rates go up and then down and then up. And you're like, okay, how do I track these things? Well, today I'm going to not show you an economics lesson. I'm going to show you three things that you need to watch to figure out what's going to go on with those and why. And the reason why I do this, folks, my name is Dan Friel. I'm a licensed mortgage loan officer in all 50 states. If you need help with a mortgage after you watch all this, I'd love to help you out. I'll give you all my information at the end of this video. Without further ado, I like to start each day. I like to start it with the chart. So this is actually a really good number. Okay, so all you have to understand if you're out there looking to figure out where mortgage rates are going, look at one thing here. That number up through there. If it's green, that's good. That means mortgage rates are going to get better. The bigger the number, well, the bigger the adjustment. In the latter part of this video, I'm going to come back to this and show you where, you know, at the end of this video, where we are. I'm also going to show you what the week was, and we had a pretty darn good week. But you're here to figure out what's going to go on with mortgage rates and what's that going to do to my payment. So let's get over three things today. First, start with this. We want to go to oil because oil is the biggest piece of the puzzle that you need to watch right now. So number one, we're going to watch oil. Well, oil today is down another $2 a barrel. It's down below $70 a barrel. This is almost the levels we were pre-war. So that's the number we're going to watch because as that number went from $60 a barrel up to $120 a barrel, it was inflationary. Basically, think of it this way. Prices had to go up because the way you manufacture that stuff, you used oil. The way you get to where you need to buy it, use oil. So if oil goes up, the cost of everything is going to go up. So we're going to focus in on one, oil, and also inflation. Okay, so let's get over this. Oil's down. Well, that's going to mean inflation's going to come down. And I'm going to prove to you how as oil comes down even further, you know, mortgage rates are going to plunge along with it. So the thing we want to watch is, what does the Federal Reserve look at? Well, the Federal Reserve controls that rate over there. It's the federal funds rate. All that is if you're a bank in need of money, you go to another bank, get it lent to you, that's the rate they pay. So they look at it as, well, this is the Federal Reserve. If they raise the fees or rates on us, well, we're going to raise it to the consumer. And then they usually, what happens is banks then increase their car loans and credit card loans and stuff like that. It doesn't affect mortgage rates. So what really affects mortgage rates and the same thing that really figures out what the Federal Reserve is going to do are these things. Okay, it's inflation, the PCE, though that's the personal consumption expenditure. That's the inflation number the Federal Reserve watches. Okay, they also watch the unemployment numbers and they also watch GDP. Well, here's the interesting thing. Let's start from over here. We got the GDP coming in yesterday, and it was the third revision, the final revision. It started out at like 0.5, and then it went to 1.5, and now we're over 2% in GDP. That means the country is producing a lot of stuff. That's good. Okay, the employment numbers, the historically unemployment rate's been 4.2. We're at 4.3. Give that a thumbs up. Here's the culprit. The PCE, the inflation number, that's the inflation number the Federal Reserve looks at. They want that at 2. It's at 4. The last reading was 3.8. I said, okay, this next reading we're going to get, we got it this week, it's going to be above 4, and it was. So we're 2 times as high as what the Federal Reserve really wants. Okay, so let me show you why I'm saying watch oil, and as oil comes down, all this other stuff's going to follow. So here's what really happened with oil over the last 2 weeks. We were about $100 a barrel. Where are we today? We're under 70. So here's the chart on oil. Okay, this was your stock, you'd be throwing up right now. But here's what it is. Okay, so here's why this is so important. If you look at this chart here, something stand out to you. I mean, like way out there. It's here, this green line. What is it? That is energy inflation. Okay, so for a long time, energy was way down here, keeping all the inflation numbers in check. Yeah, they weren't at the 2% level in a while that the Federal Reserve wants, but they stayed in check. And then look what happened. Oil started moving up. The market stayed stabilized. Then we came back down, and then all of a sudden, the Iranian war, and oil spiked. Well, then you start seeing all the inflationary reports starting to rise as well. But now if you get these next few readings and they're way down back to here or down here, well, these are just going to start to come down as well. So this is really where mortgage rates are factored in on. So number two, if you have inflation on the energy side plunge back to where it was, well, then most likely these elevated numbers through here are also going to come down. So that's number two. Watch oil because it's going to dictate where inflation goes. So here's the numbers we got this week. And this is painting a pretty good picture. Manufacturing PMI, last reading was 55, came in at 55. Good there. New home sales, taking it on the chin. Why? There's a lot of them. And rates went from 5.99 to 7. You might be one of the ones that says, I'm holding off right now. I'm going to wait for rates to come down. That's why you're watching the video. Then you got that PCE, the inflation number. Now, this number doesn't include oil. or energy. So look at it. Last reading was 3.3 year over year. The inflation went up 3.3%. When you extract out oil, it went up to 3.4 at this last reading. So 0.1 adjustment in a year. Well, month over month, it went from 0.3 to 0.3 to 0.3. So really no increase there. Okay, so then you got GDP, and this is the first reading was 0.5. Revision was 1.6. It came in at 2.1. Fantastic. Then you have initial jobless claims. Last reading was 227. Expected to go down a little bit. Went down a lot. So you got a pretty darn good economy going on right now. So what's the Fed going to do? I don't really care what the Feds are. This is telling us what the Feds are going to do in 33 days. I'll show you that in a second. But what am I advising my clients? So if you're out there looking to buy, you're looking to refinance, what do you do? Well, let's go over to this thing. Here's what I advise my clients to do right now. If you got a contract, you know, now that's signed and everybody agreed upon, we're going to lock in. Because I don't know if the Strait of Hormuz is going to close, oil prices are going to rally back up, because I just showed you all this is really predicated on oil and inflation. Well, I'm saying let's just lock in right now. We can marry the house and date the rate because we can track rates for you. But if you're looking to build or buy or it's something down the road, I think you're okay. Continue to watch oil. And as oil stays below $70 a barrel and we get proof Iran is actually abiding by the rules, it's going to be pretty good sailing. So if you're a homeowner right now, what do you do? Well, let's get it over to my website. So here's my website. Here's what I want you homeowners to do. Put your information right up in there, the RateWatch 2.2. I'm going to track two things for you, the most important things for you. One is the rate. You might say, okay, Dan, I'm at 6.5. When rates get to 5.5, call me, text me, email you. We'll do that. I don't know if rates are going to get to 5.5. But let's say if you can save $200 a month, $300 a month, $400 a month on your payments, you'd be interested in, you can put that in there as well. But let's say you went out there and you got a whole bunch of quotes. You went to bankrate.com and got 400 people to call you. Then you went to Chase, Citibank, Rate, whatever you got. You got all these credit pools, ruined your credit. Then they all got back with you and now you're as confused as ever. Well, pick out the one you think is best. Upload it in right through there. It's called the Loan Estimate Review. I'm going to do a video, get it right back to you within hours. We're going to go over what our fees are going to be, what our rate's going to be, and if we can beat the competition on both those, hoping to win you as a client. So now let's get over to what do you do if you need some help with some of these things. I built some tools here for you, and then we're going to get back to the charts. If you're looking to, you know, get some assistance with what would my payment be? What, how much of a house can I qualify for? Does it make sense to refinance? Go to our Stand store. It's right down below. All these tools are free. So if you want to figure out what your mortgage payment's going to be, this will basically break it down to the penny. Do you know most of these are, you can link in directly to our mortgage rates and tag into exactly what our rates are right then and there. And if you like them, just hit the button. You'll reach out to me. We'll lock you in and move you forward. But if you're looking to refinance, does it make sense? Plug in your information in there. Don't forget the RateWatch 2.2. And also, if you're looking to consolidate some debt, you're just buried in debt. Now, I don't want to put you in any more debt. I just want to structure it that it makes sense for you and your family, maybe to be maybe a better steward of your money for that. So use these tools. I think you're going to find them really helpful. But finally, let's go back to the chart and see where we're kind of at right at this point of the stage. So it is Friday afternoon. We are at 9 ticks up. That means mortgage rates aren't going to go down, well, they aren't going to go up as well. So it's a flat day, plus 9 really isn't going to move the markets, but I'd rather see green than red. So folks, my name is Dan Frio. If you need some help with a mortgage, I'd love to help you out, but hopefully now you understand if you're looking to buy that house or maybe looking to refinance, what really truly causes rates to move and where do you go if you need some help? So thanks for watching. Have a great afternoon. Have a great weekend. I'll see you back here on Monday at the opening bell to explain to you guys what's going to most likely happen to these next week. And most important, the whys behind it. Thanks for watching. God bless. See you next time. Bye-bye.